You know what's on everyone's wish list this year?
Oh, definitely the Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
It's like having a bartender who never judges your drink order.
Exactly. Just pop in a capsule, press a button, boom. Old fashioned, margarita, espresso martini.
Over 60 bar quality cocktails. Zero effort.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
Wait, 150?
Yep, up to $150 off. It's the best deal of the season.
Okay, but seriously, how did we ever host before Bartesian?
Last time your kitchen looked like a crime scene. Sticky counters, fruit wedges everywhere.
Yeah, this year, no measuring tools, no mess, just perfect cocktails.
This year, I'm gifting one to my brother.
And myself, for research purposes.
Make the holidays easier and happier with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. But hurry, this Black Friday and Cyber Monday offer ends December 2nd. Get yours now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. That really was one of the most incredible things I think I've ever seen in my life watching baseball, as Noel saved the Guardian season and David Fry kept it going. Two home runs, two bombs. The Guardians hit back at the big bad Yankees after the Yankees had hit two mammoth home runs to tie it and to take the lead in game three of the ALCS at Progressive Field in Cleveland. So Noel connected for a two-run pinch hit homer with two outs in the ninth inning. The Yankees were one out away from a 3-0 series lead. And then Fry, of course he did. He hit a two-run homer, a bomb in the 10th to left. And Cleveland wins 7-5 Thursday night in a crazy game three. And now the Guardians are down 2-1 in the best of seven instead of down 3-0. What a crazy game that was. They call him Big Christmas, this guy Noel. He delivered an October Christmas present, and then Fry, his second huge homer in the playoffs for this team. Stephen Vogt, their manager, said, "That's exactly who we are. We never quit. We get punched in the teeth pretty hard there in the eighth inning, and our guys stepped up huge for that guy that carried us all year long. That was really fun to see. It was crazy." Boone said, "It was playoff baseball. Both sides just kept coming with haymakers and big at-bats, big moments off of two really good bullpens. They outlasted us. They had one more good swing than us. That's part of it. We'll be ready to roll tomorrow." So the Guardians trailed 5-3, had no runners on in the ninth, and were ready to go down 3-0 when Lane Thomas suddenly doubled off of Luke Weaver off at a wall in left center. And he had been perfect in eight save chances since taking over as the closer in September. Then Big Christmas delivered his towering shot on one swing. The place was going crazy. And think of this. This guy, he came in 1-for-15 in the playoffs, Noel. And he hit this. He said, "We played 27 outs, so it's kind of what happened today. Fry joked that Noel's homer was stunning and no surprise at all. It was amazement, he said, of the reaction in the Cleveland dugout. It was so much excitement. But then it was just like, oh, yeah, of course, Noel hit a game-tying homer against a guy throwing 98, and he smashes a homer. Nobody does that. Like Voder had said coming into the game, it's like, here you go, big boy. Hit a two-run homer, and he does it. It's so cool. Bo Naylor single leading off the 10th against Clay Holmes. Rocchio sacrificed. Naylor took third on Kwan's comebacker before Fry, who hit a DS saving homer in game four at the Tigers, sent a 1-2 sinker deep into the left field seats, and they were going absolutely crazy. He watched it fly as he was heading toward first. He was mobbed by teammates at home plate. Fans were tossing drinks in the air. They were going crazy, 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 crazy. Fry said, I blacked out. I remember being like halfway down first, looking back at the dugout and looking and saying, all right, I just have to make sure I touch all four bases and get home and celebrate. Cleveland can tie the series with a win today. The Guardians still have a chance to end baseball's current longest World Series drought, stretching to 1948. So Judge homered in game two, but was batting just 143 with eight strikeouts in October before he came to the plate against Class A, the AL saves leader and the best reliever in baseball. He was down 1-2 in the count, and Judge, who was taking early batting practice before the game, sat back and drove a 99-mile-an-hour cutter from Class A, the opposite way to right, and it just cleared the outfield wall, a two-run, game-tying home run. The players of the Yankees poured out of the dugout to celebrate. The guy hit 58 during the regular season and did it again for the Bombers. But it wasn't over there. Stanton crushed a 1-2 slider from Class A to right center field. A deep shot out of the park to take the lead 4-3. You got to be kidding me. Judge said, I wouldn't say we were looking ahead to the World Series. We still have another game, even if it was 3-0. New York had two on, no outs in the ninth, but scored just one run on a Gleyber Day sack fly. It wasn't enough. They were up 5-3 when everything happened with Noel. And then in extras, of course, they lost on the Fry homer. You knew it was going to happen. Once they tied it on the Noel shot, you knew they were going down. And they did go down. How about another Dodger blowout? 10-2 over the Mets. Ohtani with a leadoff home run to start the game. And he scored four times. Betts also hit a homer and drove in four runs. And the Dodgers roll by eight runs, 10-2. They just keep blowing out the Mets. And now they lead the NLCS 3-1. Robert said, I love the way that our guys don't let off the gas. We don't want to give these guys any momentum. Betts had a two-run homer and a two-run double with his four hits. Max Muncy extended his streak of reaching base safely to 12 plate appearances, a postseason record. And the Dodgers are closing in on their 25th pennant, most in National League history. Game five is today at Citi Field. Flaherty scheduled a pitch for the Dodgers to get his hometown team into the World Series, where they will host the first two games. Peterson will make his first playoff start for the Mets. He's pitched well out of the bullpen in the postseason. Mendoza said Peterson's fully rested. Last time he pitched was 4 days ago, so I'm anticipating him making a regular start. Senga will be available out of the bullpen. Edmund had three RBIs. That's their cleanup hitter, Tommy Edmund. You got to be kidding me. Including a tie-breaking double off Quintana with two outs in the third. Kike had an RBI single that made it 3-1. Then Betts broke the game open, getting Buto with a two-run double in the fourth. And then he got to right-hander Phil Maton with a two-run homer in the sixth, and it's party time for the Dodgers. They're just kicking the Mets' ass. New York has been outscored 30-9 in the series, including 9-0 in the opener and 8-0 in game three. Now 10-2. It's just a joke at this point. They have no chance at all in this series now. Well, Sean Payton went back to New Orleans last night for the Drew Brees party. But more importantly, his Broncos moved to 4-3 with a 33-10 shellacking of the Saints, who've suddenly lost five in a row. Javonte Williams rushed for two touchdowns. Cody Barton returned a fumble 52 yards for a score. The Saints are all beat up, and they keep losing. Bo Nix passed for 164 yards, ran for 75 more, and they dominated the game. They outgained New Orleans 389-271, and the Saints are now 2-5. Yeah, they started 2-0 with two big blowouts, and now they've been getting their ass kicked on a daily basis. Peyton's teams had just two losses at home by 20 points or more, something the Saints have done twice in the last 5 days. The Saints had so many guys out. Olave, Shahid, and I hear Shahid's done for the year with that knee, by the way. They also had two starting linemen out. McCoy, the groin. Ruiz, the knee. Their tight end, Hill, ribs, missed his third straight game. And Rattler was 25 of 35 for 172, rushed for 34 yards, but he lost two fumbles, the second of which Barton went hizzy with in the fourth quarter. College football last night, Va Tech got it done in the fourth quarter with 14 points. They beat BC 42-21. It was 28-21 going to the fourth after BC scored 21 points in the third quarter to get back in the game, but the Hokies covered and ran away with it. Marshall also covered 9.5. They beat Georgia State by 15 in Huntington, West Virginia. Let's take a look at tonight's action. There's plenty of it on a Friday. You're loving life. Florida State's at Duke in Durham. Duke laying 3. It's on the deuce at 7. At 8 on Fox, number 2 Oregon's at Ross-Ade in West Lafayette against Purdue. Oregon laying 4 tutties. 10:15 on ESPN. It's Oklahoma State in Provo to take on number 13 BYU. They're undefeated and 6-0, the Cougars. They're laying 9 at home. 10:30 on CBS Sports Network. Fresno State and Nevada in Reno. Fresno's 3-3. Nevada's 3-4. Fresno is laying 3 in that game. Let's look at the hockey from last night. Kings won at the Bell Center in Montreal 4-1. The Devils beat the Senators 3-1. Your boy, welcome back, Cotter, with a goal for the Devils. The Lightning beat the Knights 4-3 at Amalie. Canucks 3-2 winners over the Panthers in overtime. JT Miller with a goal for the Canucks. Caps beat the Stars 3-2. Wilson with a goal. Jackets 6-4 over the Sabres in Ohio. Rangers 5-2 over the Red Wings at Little Sleezers in Detroit. Panarin with a hat trick for the Rangers. Blues in overtime beat the Islanders. How about that? Hofer 34 saves for the Blues in that one. Oilers 4-2 over the Predators. McDavid scored in Nashville on the road. Blackhawks 4-2 over the Sharks. Bedard with two helpers. Kraken 6-4 over the Flyers. McCann with a goal and two assists for Seattle. Let's take a look at the schedule, at least on the ice tonight. Canes and Penguins on NHL Network at 7 at PPG in Pittsburgh. Carolina's minus -145 favorite on the road. At 8, the Sharks and Jets in Farrellipeg. Jets are minus -380. At 9, Ducks and Avs at the Ball Arena in Denver. The Avs are 0-4, but they're favored minus -250. NBA pre-Lakers in overtime, 128-122 over the Suns in the desert. Connect had 35 for LA. Overtime, Pacers 121-116 over the Hornets. Turner had 18 for Indy. Mavs 109-84 over the Bucks. Kyrie had 14. Rockets 129-107 over the Spurs. Green had 30 for Houston. Thunder 104-99 over the Hawks in OKC. Nuggets 132-126 over the T-Wolves in Mini. And the Clippers 113-91 over the Kings. Miller had 21 for the Clippers. Let's take a look at what's going on Friday. This is the last night of preseason. The season starts Tuesday. Knicks are at the Wizards, laying 12.5 at 7. 7:30 Raptors, Nets in Brooklyn. Toronto laying 1.5. Heat at Grizzlies at 8 on NBA TV. Memphis laying 8.5. Lakers Dubs at the Chase in San Francisco. LeBron's not going to play. Golden State laying 9.5. Sixers at Magic. Orlando laying 7.5. Cavs at Bulls, Cleveland laying 3.5, Jazz at Blazers, at the Moda in Rip City, Utah laying 2.5 there. So you get it all. That's it. Everything. Sports, you name it. We got you set up for Friday night. You got two more baseball games in the playoffs, in the championship series. You got a bunch of college football, a bunch of hockey, a bunch of NBA. You're all set up as you head into the weekend. Saturday, college football all day. Sunday, Pain Day, week 7. Don't forget to sign up for our football pool contest. First place, $2,500. Second place, $1,500. Third place, $1,000. All DraftKings money. Sign up free. You play for free. And if you win, you get all that DK money in your account. You're styling. We're going to have the contest just about every week moving forward. So you're going to be loving life. Sign up at PharrellOnTheBench.com or on my social media at Scott Farrell or LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You can also do it on the Profitable X site, you know, Profitable TV on X, Profitable TV on Instagram, Profitable TV on TikTok. It's everywhere. Just look for the, you know, link, sign up free, make your picks. You have until 1 o'clock sharp, 1 o'clock sharp on Sunday. The minute those games kick off on Sunday, it is closed. So if you wait until 1 to do it, you're screwed. Sign up today. Make your picks today. Or sign up tomorrow. Make your picks tomorrow. It's like 4 spreads, 4 totals, and 2 props. And top 3 finishers make money. You can't lose. Do it. It's free. You're going to have fun. You might get lucky. You might make some money. I'm live 3 to 6 as always. Every day, Monday through Friday on Farrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. In homes on Samsung Plus, Vizio and LG TVs, just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon Freebie, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, Sirius XM Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA and all of their affiliates. Have a kick-ass weekend. It's Farrell on the Bench. Shake out.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.